Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and here Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis. The first parak, Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha. The Zichu Maseches Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Eima Abrina Seshana Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We do not extend the year before Rosh Hashanah. If they did, it's ineffective. If an extension would be announced so early, it may be forgotten by other Sheni, leading people to eat chametz on the actual Pesach. In cases of urgent need where they may not find qualified judges or a foreign power may later prevent them, they can be Ma'abri the year immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Regardless, only other may be added. This is challenged from an incident in which a coded message was sent to Rabbah during a time of persecution, informing him that the year was extended during the month in which Aaron HaKohen died, which is Av. The Gemara answers, Chashuv Mechashve, we may calculate before Rosh Hashanah if a leap year should be declared, but Galuya Umagalu, we do not reveal the decision to do so until after Rosh Hashanah. Point number two is taught in Braise, Eima Abrinas Hashanah Mipnei Atuma. We do not extend the year because of Tuma of a majority of Jews at the time of the Karban Pesach. The Braise is eventually amended so that this Tana adds that if the year was extended, it is effective. Rav Yudah holds that although someone Tamei may not bring Karbanos, Tuma Hutra Betzibar, Tuma is permitted for the community, meaning when a communal Karban must be brought and most Jews are Tamei. Since it's permitted outright and not duchuya, pushed aside, there's no need to be ma'abar the year, and he holds it is ineffective if they did so. Rabbi Shimon holds, according to the Gomorrah's emendation, that they may be ma'abar the year if most Jews are tameh. He holds tuma is duchuya betzibur and should be avoided by extending the year so people can become tahor. Rabbi Yehuda supported his position from an incident in which Chizkiyahu HaMelech extended the year because of Tuma, u'bikesh racham imal atzmo, and he begged Hashem to have mercy on him when he realized his error, because communal Tuma is hutra for Karban Pesach, and the year should not have been extended. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon, who holds based in can be ma'abah the year if most Jews are Tamei before the Karban Pesach, must explain Chizkiyahu's error differently. Only another Adar may be added, and he added another Nisan during Nisan. The Gemara objects that surely Chizkiyahu agreed that HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and this month shall be for you, teaches Zeh Nisan Ve'in Acher Nisan. After this month is declared Nisan, no other month can be declared Nisan. Therefore, the Gemara explains that his error was about Shmuel's ruling, that we cannot extend the year on the 30th day of Adar, since it's able to be designated as Nisan. Chizkiyahu was ma'abar the year on the 30th of Adar because he didn't hold of Shmuel's ruling, but later retracted. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda quotes Rabbi Shimon explaining Chizkiyahu's error in a third way, unrelated to Ibur Shana. Rather, most men were Tameh and most women were Tahor, so that if they were taken into account, the overall majority of people would be Tahor. He originally counted the women because he held they were obligated in Karban Pesach, and the Tamei minority had to wait until Pesach Sheni, but later retracted. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, it was taught in a braisa, Eima Abrinas Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We do not extend the year before Rosh Hashanah. If they did, it's ineffective. If an extension would be announced so early, it may be forgotten by other Sheni, leading people to eat chametz on the actual Pesach. In cases of urgent need where they may not find qualified judges or a foreign power may later prevent them, they can be ma'abar the year immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Regardless, only other may be added. This is challenged from an incident in which a coded message was sent to Rabbah during a time of persecution, informing him that the year was extended during the month in which Aaron HaKohen died, which is Av. The Gemara answers, Chashuv Mechashve, we may calculate before Rosh Hashanah if a leap year should be declared, but Galuya Umagalu, we do not reveal the decision to do so until after Rosh Hashanah. Point number two is taught in Braise, Eima Abrinas Hashanah Mipnei Atuma. We do not extend the year because of Tuma of a majority of Jews at the time of the Karban Pesach. The Braise is eventually amended so that this Tana adds that if the year was extended, it is effective. Rav Yudah holds that although someone Tamei may not bring Karbanos, Tuma Hutra Betzibar, Tuma is permitted for the community, meaning when a communal Karban must be brought and most Jews are Tamei. Since it's permitted outright and not duchuya, pushed aside, there's no need to be ma'abar the year, and he holds it is ineffective if they did so. Rabbi Shimon holds, according to the Gomorrah's emendation, that they may be ma'abar the year if most Jews are tameh. He holds tuma is duchuya betzibur and should be avoided by extending the year so people can become tahor. Rabbi Yehuda supported his position from an incident in which Chizkiyahu HaMelech extended the year because of Tuma, u'bikesh racham imal atzmo, and he begged Hashem to have mercy on him when he realized his error, because communal Tuma is hutra for Karban Pesach, and the year should not have been extended. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon, who holds based in can be Ma'abed the year if most Jews are Tamei before the Karban Pesach, must explain Chizkiah's error differently. Only another Adar may be added, and he added another Nisan during Nisan. The Gemara objects that surely Chizkiah agreed that HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and this month shall be for you, teaches Zeh Nisan Ve'in Acher Nisan. After this month is declared Nisan, no other month can be declared Nisan. Therefore, the Gemara explains that his error was about Shmuel's ruling, that we cannot extend the year on the 30th day of Adar, since it's able to be designated as Nisan. Chizkiah was Ma'abed the year on the 30th of Adar because he didn't hold of Shmuel's ruling, but later retracted. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda quotes Rabbi Shimon explaining Chizkiah's error in a third way, unrelated to Ibur Shana. Rather, most men were Tameh and most women were Tahor, so that if they were taken into account, the overall majority of people would be Tahor. He originally counted the women because he held they were obligated in Karban Pesach, and the Tameh minority had to wait until Pesach Sheni, but later retracted. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, start to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tameh, or because he was Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar. Once again, slow motion. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be Maran Duff, Yud Beis. The 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Ein Ma'aber Nes Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We do not extend the year before Rosh Hashanah. If they did, it's ineffective. If an extension would be announced so early, it may be forgotten by Adar Sheni, leading people to eat chametz on the actual Pesach. In cases of urgent need, where they may not find qualified judges, or a foreign power may later prevent them, they can be Ma'aber the year immediately after Rosh Hashanah. So the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game and called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, started to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tameh, which reminds us, the Gemara brings about chokas about being Ma'aber the year because of Tumah. Abraisa states, Ein Ma'abrin es Hashanah b'pnei ha-Tumah. We do not extend the year because of Tumah of a majority of Jews at the time of the Karban Pesach. Rav Yehuda holds that although someone Tameh may not bring Karbanas, Tumah hutra b'tzibur. Tumah is permitted for the community, meaning when a communal carbon must be brought, and most Jews are Tameh. Since it's permitted outright and not duchuya, it's not pushed aside, there's no need to ma'abr the year, and he holds it is ineffective if they did so. Rav Yehuda supported his position from the incident in which Chizkiah HaMelech extended the year because of Tumah, u'bikesh rachamim al atzmo, and he begged Hashem to have mercy on him when he realized his error because communal Tumah is hutra for Karban Pesach, and the year should not have been extended. So, the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, start to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tameh, or because he was Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a second explanation of Chizkiah's mistake, that he was Ma'aber the year on the 30th day of Adar. His error was about Shmuel's ruling that we cannot extend the year on the 30th day of Adar, since it's able to be designated as Nisan. Chizkiah was Ma'aber the year on the 30th of Adar because he didn't hold of Shmuel's ruling, but later retracted. So once again, the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he's Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, start to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tameh, or because he was Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Ches. So the Siman Daf Ches is Challah. So here goes. The five sisters, each bringing a beautiful braided challah. Challah? That must be on Daf Ches. The five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, which reminds the Gemara discusses if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions, and if that's the reason he was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Tzlofcha had asked them about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their difficult question before Hashem. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the Ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Chachamim required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses his wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her Ksuba and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by witnesses. Remer only requires three judges, like any monetary case. Eight explanations are given for this machlokas. In the first two, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Ula says, b'choshishin lo'laz kamifuge. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aid into the adultery coming forward, changing the case to din nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chamim are concerned about laz and require 23 judges immediately, and Remy Meir is not concerned about laz. So the five sisters each bring a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, pass by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba of a Mosi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two Edim, who were discussing whether their hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa, into their warning, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas of hasra, for capital punishment must include the specific misa one would receive. Daf Tes, so the Simran Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The man sipping tea, that must be one Daf Tes, teapot. The man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, which reminds us, Rav Akiva taught that the Torah compared two eidim to three to teach that just if one of two witnesses is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid since only one remains, so too if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rav Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos but not to monetary cases. Rabbi says it applies to both, but only bizman shehishu behen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aide. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in the case of Mosi Shemra, who proven zombie and the husband's witnesses being told they were chayiv, mamon and misa, which reminds us more discusses of Edim Zomim of Mosi Shemra, who are killed, also pay money, and brings a case where the husband brings Edim that his wife committed adultery, and then the father brought Edim that said the first set of were Zomim, and then the husband brought Edim that the father said of Edim were Zomim. So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in a case of Mosi Shemra, who were proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayv mamon misa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because ein adam mesim atzmo, Russia, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one testifies that he had relations with a friend with consent, Rasha, who he has testified about himself, that he is a sinner and disqualified from testifying, because the Torah says, Atasha's Rasha aid. Do not use a sinner as a witness. Rava disagrees, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. A person is related to himself, main Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and therefore a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain, Pagin Dibura, we divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, which reminds us that Gemara brings sources from the Malkus if Malkus requires 3 or 23 Dayanim. Rabbi Shmuel requires 23 judges for Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from a Gezer Shava of Rasha from Chayvi Misas. Rabbi says that Malkus b'makam miso metas. Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of a death penalty, requiring 23 judges. So the minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watch three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibra HaChodesh, adding a day into the month. Rava explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, meaning the potentially added day, the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that basin is only Mekadosh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. So the minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch 3, 5, and then 7 Dayanim be involved in Ibra Hashanah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir taught that Ibra Hashanah, adding a month to the year, requires three Dayanim, but Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, B'shloshim Maschilin, they begin with three judges, U'b'chamisha Nosim and Nosin, they discuss it with five, V'gomrim B'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Two explanations are given for what these numbers correspond to. The first is they respond to the 3, 5, and 7 words in the 3 Psukim of Birkos Kohanim. The second is that three judges correspond to the 3 Shomri Asaf, gatekeepers. The 5 correspond to the 5 Meroi Pnei HaMelech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly, and the seven correspond to the seven Roeh Pnei HaMelech, ministers who saw the king's face. Daf Yud Aleph. So the Siman Daf Yud Aleph is 11 stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat, star? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph, stars. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited, which reminds us it was taught in Braisa that a leap year is only established by judges designated by the Nasi. Once Rabbi Gamliel instructed seven judges to come discuss extending the year, but found eight judges there. He announced that whoever came without permission should leave. Shmuel Katan said it was he, but he had not come to participate, but to observe the process. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Sit, my son, sit. Ruyas kol shanim kuan li sabra al yadcha. It's fitting that all the leap years should be extended by you, but the Chachamim said that only designated judges may do so." The Gemara says that in truth, Shmuel Katan was not the undesignated person, but he sought to save that person from embarrassment. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, which reminds us, the Gemara brings various factors for establishing a leap year. One brisa lists three factors for extending the year: Ha'aviv, the ripening of grain, which must be before Pesach; Peres Ha'ilan, ripening of trees' fruits in time for Shavuos, for Bikurim; and Ha'tekufa, ensuring the season begins in the correct month, as discussed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The year is only extended if two of these three factors are present. Our previous braisa is adding that if the required animals have not matured, this can be the second factor for extending the year. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, and the crowd rejoiced with star-like fireworks when Yehuda was one of the regions with the late crops, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that three regions are considered for extending the year because of late ripening crops: Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and Galil. The year is extended if two of these regions are experiencing late crops, but not for one. If Yehuda is one of those regions, everyone's happy because it means Yehuda's grain, which is ideal for the Omer, will still be moist. A Raisa teaches that the year must be extended in Yehuda, but if it was extended in Galil, the extension is effective. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that three factors considered for extending the year are the Aviv, Peres Ha'ilan, and Tekufa? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn that we're not ma'abed the year before Rosh Hashanah because it might be forgotten by other Shani? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn that one tunnel holds that Beis Din is only Mekadosh a month on the 30th day, not the 31st? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn a person who testifies he participated in a forbidden act with someone is not believed on himself, but is believed on the other person? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number five, which of the when a leap year is established in Yehuda and during the day? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number six, which Daf do you discuss if Hasra for capital punishment must include the specific Misa one would receive? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number seven, which Daf do you about Chizkiyah Melech's mistake about being Ma'abr the Shana because of Tuma? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn about how David HaMelech performed Mishpat and Tzedakah simultaneously? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn about the second explanation of Chizkiah's mistake, that he was Ma'abar the year on the 30th day of Adar? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn about the incident of Shmuel Katan taking the blame for someone for coming uninvited to discuss extending the year? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.